Way down in Missouri, when I heard this lullaby, while the stars were blinking and the moon was shining high.
Welcome to Showing Missouri, the history of Missouri one county at a time. This week we're in Nottoway County. Nottoway County formed February 14, 1845, the 83rd county formed, 878 square miles in the great northwest, as Senator Hageman would say. We are very fortunate to be here at the Nottoway County Historical Society, a tremendous facility here in Maryville, with Margaret Kelly from the Historical Society. Ms. Kelly, thank you so much for having us. I appreciate it.
Thank you for coming up here.
Terry Eckert, Missouri Farm Bureau. Sir, thank you so much for making the time to visit with us.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
Scott Walt, the County Commissioner. Sir, I appreciate you making the time.
I'm happy to be here.
And Billy Mackey with the Historical Society here. Thank you for the hospitality.
Hey, you're very welcome. We're glad to have you.
And Carol Counts with the Historical Society. Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you, and welcome to Maryville.
Well, you'll chime in any time, but when I was doing the reading over at the archives, it said Nottoway County was named for the Nottoway River and one of the largest counties in northwest Missouri, the largest county added in the Platte Purchase. Now, I figure you all know the history of the Platte Purchase better than I do. Somebody tell folks about the Platte Purchase.
The Platte Purchase was about 15 years after the state of Missouri became a state in 1821. They wanted this area because of the Missouri River on the west side. They had given it to the Native Americans with a couple of treaties before that, Treaty of Chicago and Prairie du Chien Treaty, but decided to try to acquire it back, and they did. And made six counties out of the sort of a triangular section.
You know, it's interesting. Having people in high places is a good deal because the person on behalf of the federal government that was sort of the liaison to the Native Americans was William Clark, the first territorial governor of Missouri. And there's been some thought that maybe he kind of put his finger on the scale for his old home state when they sold. They bought it for $7,500, right? Six counties. And I think pretty good deal. Now, what I've read was Isaac Hogan was one of the first settlers to build a home here near the town of Graham. Is that right?
I believe that's
y'all
correct.
Y'all claim him as your first one?
Sure. One of the earliest, yeah.
They didn't keep great records back then. Now, where is the town of Graham?
It is southwest of Maryville, about 20 miles.
Southwest
near,
of about
near the Holt County line.
Okay. One of my favorite questions is, I'll start with you, Ms. Margaret. How'd you come to live here in Nottoway County?
My parents were here, and their parents came from Iowa, and one set came from Scotland.
I assume Kelly might be Irish.
It is.
I thought maybe so. Where do you live at now?
Near Elmo.
Now, where's Elmo?
Near Possum Walk.
I like that, Possum Walk. Well, if you're near Possum Walk, that's good living.
It is. It is. It is in the northwest corner of the county, near the Iowa line and the Atchison County line.
Mr. Eckert, I see Elmo, Missouri might be your home. How'd you all come to live here in Nottoway County?
I'm a fifth-generation farmer, and the Eckers settled here in 1868, and they came from Wisconsin. And I live within a quarter of a mile of where my great-great-great-grandfather settled. And I farm today, fifth generation farmer.
Farm Elmo up there on the line?
Yeah, my farm actually goes to the Iowa border. And so I can look out my kitchen window and see Iowa. That's how far north I am.
We used to be able to see Arkansas from the top of the hill. We're not in the kitchen, we had to go up on top of the hill from ours. I'm from just about as far diagonal as you can be in this state. down the southeast part in Butler County, right on the state line. We used to say Arkansas was in the right field of our baseball field. If you hit it far enough, you could hit a bi-state home run. You really got into it. I never did, but I might have gave up one.
On my maternal side, they settled in Possum Walk.
Like that. Now, where's Possum Walk from here in Maryville?
It would be a good 20 miles northwest of here.
Nice. I like, how did it come to be called Possum Walk? That's always interesting.
Margaret, right, tell you the story better than me.
Only the story that, you know, they couldn't walk straight or something like that, I guess.
There was a settler that couldn't walk straight.
There was a distillery up there, or what was there?
Well, there probably was.
Yeah.
And they said he looked like a possum. walking. So that's how it got its name. But it was also located where Lamar Station is at, which is a stagecoach area back in the day, which the Lamar Station Hotel is still standing today.
Nice.
So,
Commissioner Walk, I had your family come to live here.
And as far as I know, they moved down as threshers of grain.
Uh-huh.
And at the end of the Depression, my grandfather and his brother bought a 240-acre farm just about 2 miles south and east of Maryville. And I farm that farm today for my mother.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how came there. They bought that and started farming instead of moving around and threshing grain.
Ms. Becky, how did you come to live here in Nunnally County?
Well, I've lived here for 60 years, but in spite of that, I'm still not considered a local. I grew up in St. Louis. My father was from Detroit. My mom was from Illinois. We moved here because my dad wanted us to grow up in a small town. St. Louis is a big city.
Yes.
And I went to a high school, Hazelwood High School. It was, you know, as big as the university here.
Really?
And so we moved to Maryville in 1967, and I raised all five of my kids here, and I'm one of the few classmates that stuck around, but I think it's a great place to raise a family.
Now, there is a couple ties, though, to St. Louis. I was at the university earlier, and the administration building looks an awful lot like the Washington University main administration building. They're cut from a very similar cloth. If they're not designed after each other, I'm not sure... I'm not sure what they could be designed on. I thought it was an interesting thing to see that corollary between Maryville and St. Louis that I don't know that I would have thought. I'd been on campus before, but I never really took time to look at that administration building until today. And boy, it looks a lot like that Wash U. You know, when you're coming down, what's that street? Skanker runs in front of it. You're coming down Lindell. You can look up through Forest Park and see that beautiful carriageway in the middle and everything. It was an interesting similarity I'd never noticed before.
Wouldn't be hard to find out who built it at building anyway.
Well, it's a beautiful building. My goodness. They both are, really. Ms. Carroll, how did you come to live here in Nottoway County?
My dad's family moved here in 1919 to farm, and they had family farm.
The Irish, German, Scottish?
German, Martin was the name. They moved here from Mexico, Missouri.
Oh, yeah.
Better luck.
Well, it is some of the, Missouri, it is some of the best ground in the world, isn't it? I mean, some places you got to be the perfect farmer to raise anything. You got a little leeway here, right?
Well, we have some good topsoil. Yeah. We have some of the best soil in certain spots, but yeah. We also have some pretty rough ground too. But it's very productive. We're usually in the top five of most ag products, like the main product, corn, soybeans in the state, and cattle. So,
in Butler County, there's a little line where there's great farmland, terrific row crops, flat as you can imagine. Then there's the western part where I'm from, where there's hills, and you can grow any rock you want right out of that ground if you put a blade in deep enough. Speaking of the commissioner, the first county court, they said, met in a private home in February 1846, and they appropriated $250 for a courthouse built by Benjamin Sims. They got a little impatient with the work. But when finally it was, they started meeting it a little bit early, but finally took the whole thing in October of 1847. If I read right, there was a little bit of a pull between where the county seat was going to be. I guess there was a time when Nottoway County was a little bit bigger than it is now, right?
Yes.
And then the Supreme Court got involved, and of course they give most of it to Iowa, right? The Florida distinction.
Yes.
How far up would the state line have been if Missouri would have won? Because I've read accounts where it would have went all the way up 50 miles south of Des Moines, kind of a triangle between the two rivers.
I think it was about 10 miles.
The 10 miles is where you were down to? Yeah. Now, they moved the county seat, right? I read this is the first one they had in a different place. Then they fought over it. Two landowners was fighting over this. And they ended up one of them won out, and Maryville was the county seat, right?
I think this wasn't the first county they had done. We were one of the later ones, so they did have a plan, and they actually did specifically pick the center of the county. Isaac Prather did. He was an early settler, and he was fairly wealthy. He did want it about 8 miles south, and but that just didn't go over at all, so they kept it in the center.
So that courthouse lasted about 6 years.
And then in July of 1853, they appropriated $3,500 for the new courthouse. And they said that the design was kind of submitted by a local tavern owner named James Ray. This came in high. I've never met a commissioner who didn't start to get, you know, put out. I bet it was change orders, wasn't it? Probably. It came in $4,600. I've always said, you want to get a commissioner mad, just say the two words that they all hate, change orders. it came in $1,100 over budget for a two-story brick building. And they also built a jail beside it. But by 1880, the jail was condemned. So they put new work in on a new courthouse. And in February 1883, the courthouse cost $60,000. And it's the one you're in today, right?
I believe so.
I read where in the 70s, they were talking about tearing it down and building some new modern building. But somehow it got put on, probably from work from folks like the Historical Society, it got put on the National Register of Historic Places.
It did. That is correct.
And still in operation?
Still in operation.
Beautiful building.
We have spent nearly $250,000 renovating the outside this year. Should be completed sometime this fall.
Is tuck pointing? What all did you do?
Tuck pointing. There was some wood around the windows that had rotted out. Some bricks were coming loose. And so we, some water infiltration issues on the porches on the east and west entrances. So that was the work that was done.
Are you glad you saved it? You glad they saved it, I guess, I should say?
Yes, I think it is a great landmark for Conway County and right in the center of the city of Maryville.
It can be a tough call, though, right?
Yes, I mean, it can. Financially.
As a person that likes history, to me, you know, you want to see it preserved. But when you're having to make ends meet and provide real services to folks, I mean, when you're a commissioner, you're actually delivering the real government people actually care about and notice. I bet it is tough sometimes because it's going to cost way more money to keep that building going than if you'd built a new one in the 70s.
It was a blessing. We had money from the CARES money that we used. Not CARES, but this was ARPA money that we used to go ahead and refurbish the outside.
Well, that's to me, though, I'm lucky to get to go to a lot of counties. Might as well thank our sponsors, the Missouri Farm Bureau, the Missouri Association of Electric Co-ops, letting us come to places like Nottoway County and talk about the history. It is nice to use that on one-time stuff like tuck pointing the courthouse. I've seen some folks that will that tried to backfill budget holes and stuff with it, and now they're in a worse spot than they would have been. That is a nice one-time thing. And now, when you tuck point something, what do they tell you that should last?
Minimum of 10 to 15 years before we have problems again, if we have problems again. A lot of that's sandstone, so it's not real durable.
Yeah. See, the Capitol, they did that marble and stuff, and they said that had a 25-year, they expected life. But they tuck pointed every mortar joint in the whole Capitol. I mean, they did a total redo. But they said they thought 25 years where you have to go retouch it up again.
Yeah.
As time went on, tell me about the Civil War here in Nottoway County. It looked as though Nottoway County got spared a little bit. They didn't have to endure what other counties did.
I just know they're obviously spared quite a bit, but even in a small town, Alamo, they had two Methodist churches, one for the north and one for the south. So
I did read where overall Nottoway County, Governor Nixon one time, who was a great Missouri historian, he told me that most every county now claimed to be a Union county. He goes, that's about half true. But Nottoway County did provide several more men to the Union militia. It housed the 36th Regiment of Enrolled Missouri Militia. And I was reading about the Civil War here. It was a divided county, maybe a little bit more for the Union. But really, they kept that militia in Maryville. And it kind of kept everybody from getting too far out of hand. Because they did have a group of soldiers here, and if there was problems, they'd go address them. But there were still a lot of skirmishes and bushwhacking. I guess by the, now you'd get on your cell phone if somebody came to rob you. Back then, it was, you're half a day's ride, and then they'd come back out. One of the things that everybody listening to this will be interested in, there is an interesting interweaving of crime stories here in Nottoway County, maybe more than most other places you go to. I read the first execution was July 22nd, 1881. Albert and Charles Talbot were hung after they were convicting of shooting their father, a very famous doctor and a former state legislator.
that kind of set off a whole litany of kind of famous crime scenes, or I guess you could do a documentary, and I guess they have over some of them. I read where there was a lynching in 1931 here in Maryville. And then, of course, the famous one that everybody talks about. But Zell Fisher gets a big smile on his face. He loves nothing more than to tell the story of the Kenneth Rex McElroy in Skidmore. Now, I want to hear somebody else besides Zell tell it.
Bad dude. He was just bad to the bone.
So did you know of him? Did you know that people were, how old would you have been?
I would have been probably about 33 years old when all that was going on.
Oh, well, tell me what it was like then, what folks talked
about.
I was
oblivious to it. I had twin babies I just brought home from the hospital, so I didn't care, but it was a big story. And
was he a guy that you knew about throughout the county?
Pardon?
Was he someone that was known throughout the county?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I was a senior in high school when it happened, and my dad raised hogs, and he had hogs stolen, and they said that Ken Rex had stolen, most likely. But he was well known for that and for his coonhounds. But it spread like wildfire the day that he got shot. I mean, even in Elmo, we knew it instantly that it happened.
I will stop me when I'm wrong. I'm going to attribute this story directly to Zell. He's told it many times. He tells it with a good amount of flair, as you might imagine. He said he was truly a bad guy, known not just by reputation, but, you know, some folks say, oh, he's got a bad reputation. People could almost throughout the county cite somebody they knew he'd done something to. So he was out on bail for a couple crimes, right, waiting trial, and kept getting them delayed. Had a reputation for getting in trouble, then getting out of it. Then apparently several folks in the town decided they had enough, and so they stepped up and shot him in his truck. And then this is the quote Zell had, but it actually comes from the sheriff at the time, Danny Estes. Everybody in town said they ducked under the pool table when this happened, and he was very proud to say that must have been the biggest damn pool table in the world. That's a quote.
Yes, sir.
And I've watched the documentary on it. And I've watched, I mean, Brian Dennehy, what was a made-for-TV movie, I guess, in the 80s, right?
Mm-hmm.
Brian Dennehy, pretty notable actor. I mean, that's somebody I knew right away. Played him in a made-for-TV movie. But you had local, state, federal law enforcement all come up and interview half the town of Skidmore, right? And nobody would say anything.
Still haven't.
They still haven't. They haven't.
Nope.
Well, tell me how, folks, do you get tired of telling that story here? Do you get tired of people asking about it?
I don't get tired of asking about it, but it is pretty common as you travel around the state or even across the U.S.
Yeah.
And you say you're from Nottoway County or something, and somebody, oh, is that where Skidmore's from? And they'll ask about it, and I don't mind telling the story. I mean, it's history.
Yeah. He was a very brash and bold individual. I know of stories. My parents were friends with people down in the Skidmore-Graham area, family. That's where my mother's from. And one day they were out trying to keep tabs on Ken Rex. Of course, they used CB radios at the time. They're out going around and doing this, and they lost him. So they all met at an intersection to try to regroup and see what they were going to do, and he drove right up in the middle of them and said, I hear you guys are looking for me.
I guess they were.
And then he drove off, and, you know, that was the type of individual he was. He wasn't backing down to anybody. He terrorized anybody he felt like was in his way.
So what did you hear about the story of what happened that day?
Well, they finally had had enough, and several people basically took the law into their own hands, and they took care of a problem that the judicial system wasn't taking care of.
Yeah.
You know, you're always trained to say how terrible that is, but if you have to live in that kind of fear, over time, somebody's going to snap, and maybe the whole town did. But, I mean, it's easy to criticize folks, but when you've had a problem go on and nothing seems to happen about it, I kind of get how that frustration would build up. I mean, I think that's a natural human emotion. That is, to me, a very – I being from the Boot Hill, I knew – I'd heard the story of Skidmore. Unfortunately, that's kind of what the town, I think, is probably known for as much as anything else. But that is an interesting story, and I'm gonna tell Zell I know more than he does about it. I'll talk to more folks. Barryville is also home to a crown jewel of Missouri and Northwest Missouri State University. It's got to be such a point of pride to have that beautiful campus that does such a quality job here in Nottoway County. How many of y'all went to, anybody go to Northwest?
I did.
I went to MU.
It is a really, really great place. There is so much that's been done to keep that I just think it shows, you take pride in what you have. In rural Missouri, you appreciate what you have, and you show that appreciation by taking care of it. That campus is a beautiful place that you could just tell folks have a pride in being there. And it's produced some pretty fine students back in the day. So it started off as a teacher's college, right?
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
And then it elevated up, and finally now is a university. You play a little football there, don't you?
Yeah.
My goodness. I'm not sure Jane Ixelbuds is proud of Northwest Missouri State. They were winning toward the end of his governorship. That's what he would talk about when I'd see him, is they were going to like 3 or 4 national title games in a row. It is a point of pride, not just for me, but I think for the whole state now, the success at the college. I interviewed Senator Black and Representative Farin, and it's easy to advocate, I think, for Northwest Missouri State. It is not a hard, when you're a state legislator, I guess you've got to, one of your jobs is to go bring home money. Some of those things are harder to advocate for. Northwest seems like it's easy to advocate for.
Well, their record is incredible in that in this era where schools are clamoring for, a rise in enrollment.
Pete?
Year over year, the last 4 years, their enrollment has increased. And their placement is excellent. I mean, these kids, when they graduate from here, they're in demand. People know what they're going to get when they get a student that comes out of Northwest.
So even though I didn't go to Northwest and went to the University of Missouri, I'm a huge supporter of it because they just recently built an Ag Learning Center. I don't know if you got to see it or not. But, for agriculture being the number one industry in the county, they're doing great things to educate our kids on in ag field. And so I'm very supportive of that and try to help whatever I can in that way, because that's the future for the next generation of farmers and ag business and stuff, and they do a great job with that.
I really liked how they were putting a creamery in. I mean, that is, dairy used to be a big business, not so much where I'm from, but up here, even in Springfield, and that's about all went away. So the way you start that is to get younger folks interested in the business, right? I tell you, I think you've got so much to be proud of. I think it's become more than just the folks here. It's become a state that we could be proud of. What did you study at Northwest?
Library science and English.
Nice. What did you say, sir?
Ag education for my undergraduate master's in agriculture. I spent 32 years working out there. I retired from there before I got elected. So one of the things about the campus out there, and the ag is big, and that's my background, but the fact that it's a state arboretum and that it has all the tree walk through the campus where they identify all the trees and stuff. So even if you're not identified with agriculture, they have a great business department. They have other departments out there. The athletic program over the last few years, the basketball program has far exceeded the football program as far as records and national championships and stuff. The coach moved on, and so we've kind of taken a step back. Hopefully it'll come back soon, but a lot of great things go on out there.
What'd you study?
Education.
Would you teach?
No, I never did. I had 5 kids to teach.
So you were dating.
I could either be a good teacher or a good mom.
What'd you study?
Business. Went into banking.
Nice. So I read where Herbert Hoover owned a farm somewhere near Maryville.
This news to me.
They were thinking that'd be the Western White House for a while. He had a place here he'd bought throughout his time. It was always nice when I get to say something. Now watch that not be true.
Read that too.
Yeah.
I just read that.
I do believe that's true. Down towards Graham.
Yeah. It was just south of Tampa, right? It'll be Graham. It'll be south of here.
Yeah.
Want to take a minute and thank our sponsors, the Missouri Farm Bureau, the Missouri Association of Electric Co-ops, and the Missouri Association of Counties, letting us come to places like Maryville today and talk about the history of Nottoway County. We'll be right back. We talk about how Nottoway County is today after this.
We are Missouri Farm Bureau Insurance, and we're for the Missouri way of life. We're for worrying less about the what-ifs and more about the why-nots. We're for checking off your bucket list and then making a new one. For starting a family, a business, a tradition. And if you find yourself starting over, we're here for that too. We're for building a life in Missouri and then going out and living it. And when it comes to making sure everything you've built is protected, we're for you. We are Missouri Farm Bureau Insurance.
The Show Me Missouri podcast is brought to you by our friends at HALO, Heartland Area Landowners. HALO is a membership-based organization for folks interested in farming the sun and the wind. HALO members are passionate about their land, our world, and stewarding the resources that feed America, power, and its economy. Farming the sun and wind has incredible benefits for farmers, landowners, and all Missouri communities, all while helping secure America's energy independence. To learn more about HALO and how you can get involved, visit heartlandowners.farm. That's heartlandowners.farm. Welcome back to Show Missouri. This is Missouri One County Time. This time we're up in the great Northwest, Nottoway County. Mr. Walk, tell me, where do folks work at here in Nottoway County?
Well, agriculture is probably the biggest industry. We've got the large Kawasaki plant there, you know.
What do they make there?
Small engines.
Small engines, okay.
For lawnmowers. I believe they got into ATVs also, and that's what they've done.
It's a big factory.
Yeah, it's from where it started, it's continuously expanded to the point the first manager of the factory was my neighbor, and he retired from there, and Doug said that, you know, we came down here, we were going to do this. Next thing you know, we're expanding again, and it's just taken off, and they've been very successful there. There are other industries down around here, but agriculture is the main thing, and then service in town and stuff. And the university is a huge employer. I don't know whether Kawasaki or Northwest is the largest employer now in Nottoway County, but it's between the two of them, I believe. We just got a new Amazon facility that's going to open up here this fall.
Nice.
And it just got built as a distribution center. It's not a very large one, but it's large for Maryville.
Sure.
So, tell me, what's the agriculture seeing here?
As far as this year, everything's looking good as far as crop-wise. We're mainly corn and soybeans. Corn would be our number one cash revenue, and then soybeans, and then cattle is third. I think it's around $233 million a year in gross sales here in the county for ag products. And we provide like 1,900 jobs, I think I looked up. So it's productive. We have a very diverse county. I mean, we grow a lot of different things, but corn and soybeans is the main thing, and cattle.
How's soybean farmers getting along?
I'm a soybean farmer, and, you know, we're a little frustrated, but the yields are good. But if I look back at last year's prices at harvest, it's not that much difference. It just doesn't seem like there's a lot of optimism in the price going up right now. But I think we'll be fine.
Where do folks get their power?
Pardon me?
How's the electric? Is there coal? What's the coal?
We have United Electric for rural area, and then in the town, it's Evergy. So
okay.
Have a combination of both.
Can we just talk about the politics here? This has been a place that was staunchly Democrat, now sort of crossed.
Yeah,
it's like most rural Missouri.
It has moved completely to the Republican side. Yeah. It's only as far as elected officials at the county level, there's one Democrat now in office, and everybody else is a Republican. But honestly, most of the people that work up there, Republican, Democrat, they're there to work for each other. We have a great group working up there at the courthouse now, and it's really not about the party, it's about the people. And that's what's really important.
The really common theme throughout rural Missouri is it used to be every elected official was a Democrat coming out of the Depression, what have you. Now it's changed, but the folks haven't changed much. People kind of think the same. It just maybe the national parties change a little bit different, but very, very, it's not like business is done different, the courthouse or anything else. It's just a difference in the maybe national currents as much as anything, from what I can tell. Folks didn't change much. They kind of have the same view of the world.
I like to describe it as, and or other people can disagree with me, that, you know, 25 years ago, everybody that held the county office was Democrat. Now they're Republican. But the same people are living here. So we elect the people that are running, not the necessarily whether they're Democrat or Republican. I had somebody that, you know, complain about that to me that was not from the county. And I said, it's not like we moved in a bunch of Republicans. You know, it's just it's the same generational families.
Yeah.
And we're voting for the people that are running for office. And they just have to be in 25, 30 years, it probably switch back the other way. You know,
in a lot of places, folks that are in office now would have been a different party if they'd ran 25 years ago.
Yeah.
Who knows, 25 years from now, yeah, you know, it's kind of changed. But that's one thing, most folks in rural Missouri don't change much in how they live their life. It's things around them change, not them. Talk about recreation. Where do folks go for fun?
Mazinga Lake is...
Now, how do you get there from Maryville?
Straight east on 136, about 7 miles. It's the source of Maryville's water, but it created lots of opportunity for entertainment. There's cabins, there's camping, there's boating and fishing and golf and hiking.
About whatever you want, sounds like.
About whatever you want.
I like that. Every small town in this county has a park or more. Maryville has several parks throughout town that offer different amenities. There's a public pool down on the east side of town and what used to be the main park in town, Beale Park. Out on the other side of the university, now you've got Donaldson with 4-foot baseball, softball fields, and then there's 5 soccer fields out there for youth soccer. So there's ample opportunities for recreation. They're just building a dog park down on this southeast.
And you can watch football on Saturday, right?
Occasionally, yes.
Yeah.
And Friday night.
Yeah, and Friday night.
Yes. I was going to get to that. Tell me about the schools. Where folks go to school here in Nottoway County?
Well, there's 7 school districts.
Yeah.
And Maryville being the largest, of course. Several consolidated school districts. But each school district is very staunch in keeping their heritage and
sure.
their traditions alive. So even as the population has dwindled, everybody fights for their local school to stay open.
Sure.
It's important for the community.
And we have a vocational school that the area schools send students in for construction.
Electronics.
Auto body.
Yeah.
Body, yes. Also, Maryville's football rival, who would it be?
Savannah.
Their basketball rival is still Savannah?
Probably.
Sure. Those were always the fun times when I was in school. You playing the team, you really got good. Now, what I was excited to talk about, there's a lot of very notable Missourians that have their roots here in Nottoway County. You want to give me a few? Dale Carney, yep. He did all right for himself.
Homer Croy.
Tell me about Mr. Croy.
He was an author.
What all fiction, novel you read?
Kind of a little bit of both. Wrote some TV scripts.
I remember Governor Morehouse is from here.
Yes.
He was a newspaper publisher that became governor. Governor Forrest Donald lived here for a good while. Do y'all claim him?
Sure.
Or you let St. Louis? Yeah, good. Can't let St. Louis claim him. Jim Spanhauer, a name I think a lot of folks would recall, counts himself from Nottoway County. Where is Brett Locke from? Is he from
Ravenwood.
Nottoway County.
Yeah. Well, where's Ravenwood at from here?
Yes. 10 miles east of Maryville.
Gotcha.
He grew up about halfway in between out over there. His parents on farm there.
Now, somebody's got to tell me about the famous horse trainers.
The Joneses?
When the Kentucky. Tell me about them.
It was a father-son duo that they trained Kentucky Derby winners.
And literally nobody could keep up with the Joneses, right?
That's true.
That's been quick. So they had, is it 7, you said?
I believe it was 7. He and his dad together, I think, and not always together at the same time.
So they graduate school here? Where did they end up training the horses at?
Calumet Farms. But locally, they were Parnell before they left and got jobs elsewhere.
Well, that's an amazing track record of success. Hey, I wonder if anybody's ever topped that, training that many, many winners.
Several of them are buried right here in Maryville.
Oh, is that right? I did not know that. That's an incredible thing. 2 governors, 7 Kentucky Derby winners, Brad, Mr. Spanhauer, and How to Win Friends and Influence People. That's pretty good. Listen, I just bought the book. I wonder who else. I got to look at it right now. Sarah Caldwell, Smiley Burnett, John Sickler, Bill Boy. There's your Homer Croy. If we do this again, I'm going to add to my list here. I'll have a beefed up book. The one question I always like to ask folks before we go, I want to thank our sponsors one more time, the Missouri Farm Bureau, the Missouri Association of Electric Co-ops. Ms. Carroll, where would you take someone if they came to Nottoway County for the first time, and what would you show them?
Probably bring them to the museum or over to the chapel at Conception Junction.
It's beautiful.
Chapel with relics over there, or just around town to see some of the old homesteads.
Where would you take folks?
I'd probably take them through campus to the Arboretum, and I give them a good tour of Northwest Missouri State. Take them in on a Sunday. You could probably walk in any of those buildings. They're never locked. My second choice would probably be the Basilica over at Conception. Oh, wow. And the convent at Clyde. They're like brother and sister right across the road.
What would you take, folks, if you brought somebody here for the day?
You know, it's interesting you asked me that question. I'll be hosting the County Commissioner Association of Missouri, executive board in August up here.
You going to give Kara trouble?
I am going to give Kara trouble. As a matter of fact, she's already told me you can only do it on this. You can't do it this weekend because her anniversary falls when we had it this year. She was a lot of trouble with her husband over that, she said. But I'm planning on staying out at Mazingo. Staying at the hotel out there, and everybody will stay out there. And as far as we take one day, they meet in the president's home county during that time to see, once again, to see around Missouri and what we have. I thought going over to Conception, to the Abbey, going out there. So, and then the university is another thing. Just driving through Maryville, seeing the courthouse, touring the university and the things that are available at the university are the things I'm looking at doing with them.
That'll be great. So that's next August?
Yeah, August, September. I think we're probably, in order to avoid Kara's anniversary, we're going to have to move it back into September.
I think that's a good plan. I don't like being on Kara's bad side.
Yeah, I'm just saying. Kara's a great gal.
Yeah, she is. We could make sure that's on the record. That both me and the commissioner said Kara's a great gal. Mr. Eckert, where would you take somebody if they came up?
I would load them up in a SUV and drive around the county. And, of course, I would take them to the area that I'm most familiar with and the very far reaches of the Northwest Corner and go see sites like Possumwalk and the hotel that's still there. Go by Margaret's Farm, where the gravesite of the first settler to be buried or die west of the Nottoway River. Everybody wants to go see drive through Skidmore.
I was wondering if anybody's going to include that.
And just go to all the little towns, and every little town has something unique to show people. And then probably end up staying at Mazingo.
Yeah. That is truly something I've noticed about this county. That I'm sure it's true to a certain extent all over the state, but because we've been to, 93, 94 counties now. There is something interesting, truly interesting, in so many parts of Nottoway County. That sticks out, is a little different. And that's partly because of good fortune, and sometimes bad fortune, I guess. And then partly because folks, I think, keep those stories alive. And it does add. There's a great flavor to Nottoway County of interesting things that really, you know, you're pretty blessed. Not every county has so many. Every corner you look in, there's something kind of interesting that you can sit and talk about for a while. It makes for a good commissioner meeting. But Ms. Margaret, where would you take somebody if they came to county?
I'm with Terry. I think I would do the drive around the perimeter of the county. It is so big and the topography is so different. And there is the variety there. And I would say see the convent and the abbey over at Conception and Clyde. And campus would be a really nice tour, and then, you know, kind of drive around Maryville. But just the agricultural sites, I think, too, would be the most significant thing to see the horizons and valleys and hills and stuff.
Well, I want to thank y'all so much for having me here at the Trubig Historical Society here in Maryville. We've been talking about the history of Nottoway County here on Show Missouri, the history of Missouri one county at a time.
Way down in Missouri, when I heard this lullaby, while the stars were blinking and the moon was shining high.